Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-806-3752. That's 800-806-3752.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-806-3752. That's 800-806-3752.
You're tuned into Tomorrow, your weekly update on the latest in consumer tech. Very happy to be here with you and thrilled that you've tuned into Tomorrow. It's our job to solve your digital dilemmas. Horatio and Erasmo in the control room. I'm Dave Graveline.
I'm Chris Graveline. This portion of Into Tomorrow is brought to you in part by HughesNet, America's number one choice for satellite internet. Visit HughesNet.com. Have you checked out our free once-a-week tech newsletter this week?
Oh, my yes.
So have I. But if you don't get it, it's very easy to do so. Stop by IntoTomorrow.com. A box will pop up. You put your email address in the box. Check your email because you're going to get a confirmation link that says, yes, I'm sure I want to get this. Click the link and you're in.
And I promise we'll make you smile. We give you information, and again, just once a week. So we don't spam you. We're not in your box all the time. We're not bothering you with anything. We never, ever, ever in our 23 years on the air and beyond and into tomorrow, if you will, we never share your email address with anyone either, so you can rest assured. But you'll be getting some tech news. Go figure, in the tech newsletter. Imagine that. I don't know who thought of that, but glad we do it. And also, who's on the show this week and what prizes we currently have available with links for more information and some thoughts to make you grin and a whole bunch of other stuff, including Beth's tech tip. This week, it's all about Easter prep with tech. The Easter Bunny, of course, will be hopping to town very soon. And use your tech because it'll help you with everything you need to enjoy the springtime holiday.
And there are more than 3.5 million apps in the Google Play Store, but we've got 10 that deserve a spot on your home screen. We've got the 10 must-have Android apps for 2018 also on this week's Into Tomorrow Tech Newsletter.
Yep. Now, that's in addition to, of course, the Into Tomorrow app, right, which you already have, I'm sure.
Right, which is why we have 10 more.
Correct.
Yes.
The 10 other more goodest ones so far this year.
Yeah.
All right. Patty in Wilmington, Delaware, listens on WDEL 1150 AM. Hello, Patty.
My son is a big gamer, and he's interested in getting a 4K monitor. I was wondering if you had any advice about the best one for the best price. Money is an object. And also, are there any concerns about the back end of a 4K monitor? Meaning, are there anything I need to be aware of about hooking into the CPU itself? Any requirements, any minimums, maximums?
Great questions, Patty. And I'm glad to hear you say, yeah, of course, money is an object because, like us, we're all consumers and money's always an object for us as well. In terms of requirements, this may seem like an obvious one, but make sure his computer is capable of putting out 4K graphics. That's the most important thing initially.
Yeah, the biggest hurdle there is usually the graphics card. Not all have caught up to 4K, mainly because people don't seem to care that much about 4K outside of gaming. So cards that are not specifically geared towards gaming have been slow to embrace the 4K graphics. Now, if the card offers a resolution of something by 2160, that's 4K and should be good to go in that sense. You'll probably see something like 3840 by 2160.
Now, your processor needs to be fairly recent, too, or it's going to be a little overworked, maybe a lot overworked by the 4K graphics. But if your son is a big gamer, his computer is probably a gaming computer with a powerful CPU. It's also more likely to have a graphics card capable of those 4K graphics we talked about. So things are looking good in that regard.
Yeah, and as for the monitor itself, the good news is they don't cost nearly as much as 4K TVs do, but that doesn't mean that they're at the same level as 1080p monitors. For example, you can get a 27-inch LG 4K monitor for around $500, or a 27-inch Dell UltraSharp model, which works as a USB 3.0 hub as well, for around $500, and you can get a 27-inch HP Z27S for, you guessed it, $500. And Acer makes a 27-inch 4K monitor, and you'd never guess, but they want a little under $500 for it. So just so you know, there are gaming 4K monitors like the Acer Predator line. Those offer a better refresh rate, very quick response time, and other features that are very serious gamers will appreciate. But if you want one of those, you'll likely have to pay over $1,000.
Yeah, I hope we helped you out, and kudos to you for getting that for your son. Tell him that we hope he listens to Into Tomorrow as well, Patty. And thank you for letting us help you with that. Let us know how it ends up working out for you. James in Tennessee listens on Supertalk WTN 99.7, and we love you, James, calling in using the free Into Tomorrow app.
What do you think of the current state of VR? I currently own a PlayStation VR, and am possibly interested in an HTC Vive.
Well, James, another good question, but it's hard to say what the state of VR actually is. 2016 was supposed to be the year VR was going to go viral, and everyone was going to embrace it. And it was not. Facebook dropped the price of the Oculus Rift since sales never picked up, but that didn't seem to help either. And the new focus seems to be on AR above VR. Having said that, the technology is not dead. It just hasn't found its killer app yet.
Yeah, when you think about it, it's not a very easy sell. You're expected to put on a headset, isolate yourself from those around you, and go into a different world. AR can be a social experience. Just look at Pokemon Go. VR is still seen as more of an isolated experience. Google even touted the AR capabilities of the Pixel 2 when it was released last year. Then Apple did the same thing with the iPhone X. And Samsung did it again with their S9 this year. So manufacturers are clearly betting on AR over VR in 2018.
Yeah. James, I hope that helped to answer your question. Stay tuned, though, because we talk a lot about AR and VR and AI and all the letters on a regular basis. We'll give you updates as they all become available as we head into tomorrow.com.